lost everything. That dog was a final gift from my dying wife.
Jonathan, you got out once. You dip so much as a pinky back into this pond, you may find something reaching out to pull you back in.
It's personal.
Where'd you get that car?
What does it matter?
It's not what you did, son. It's who you did it to.
The nobody?
That nobody. It's John Wick.
People keep asking if I'm back. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
Movie month. It is my fourth annual movie month. I'll watch 30 movies that I've never seen in 30 days.
I basically just saw the story of my life, or one possible outcome of my life, because I don't consider myself a violent guy. I've never fired an actual gun before in my life or anything like that. I have zero murders on my resume. But that being said, if someone were to come in and to hurt or kill my beagle, I am a beagle owner. I would shoot them. I would kill them all. I would definitely kill their entire gang, their whole crime family. I would do it all. I would basically become John Wick for the love of a dog. That's the movie I watched today. Finally, came out in 2014. So we got 3 years. I did the math all by myself. 3 years of hearing about this movie and finally watching it. I've had people at work telling me to watch it. I had my brother telling me to watch it. Finally, I did it. I watched it, and of course I loved it. It was great. But it was also the worst thing I've ever seen because, as I said, I'm a beagle owner, and I knew what this movie was about. I knew basically there's this guy, and they kill his dog, and he goes crazy. I didn't know the full extent of him having a wife who passed away. Based on the trailer, I knew he probably was in a life of crime, and this brought him back into the life of crime. But... you know, I don't cover my face much, but the dog scene, I covered my eyes just, and I didn't even like hearing it. It got to me, you know, it was emotional for me. And I was like, why are you making me watch this movie? Why are people telling me to watch this movie? And then, John Wick killed everybody involved. And I was like, oh good. A happy ending. Thank goodness. It was basically a love story with what would you do for your dog? And yeah, I would basically John Wick anybody for my dog. You know, Keanu Reeves, like, it's funny. Keanu Reeves, you never think of him as a great actor, but he's been in so many movies that you love. And it's like, maybe he's just great at being Keanu Reeves. I don't know. But I loved this movie. It wasn't complicated. It wasn't so much going on. There were no nuclear subs. It was man used to be a hitman. Man falls in love, gets out of the lifestyle. The wife passes away from an illness. But before she died, she planned out this dog for him to love. And it just by happenstance, you know, happenstance has to happen in movies, coincidences. He comes across some young punks, a young Russian guy who happens to be the son of a crime lord. You know, he disrespects them. Well, he kind of, you know, has words with them. They come after him, beat the crap out of him, steal his car, kill his dog. And the moment John Leguizamo saw the car, I was like, uh-oh, people know who John Wick is. And shit is going to go down. What I liked about this movie, besides just the simplistic kind of guy coming back in, killing everybody. And I mean, that like club scene was awesome. Just like, obviously there has to be a perfect amount of choreography where, you know, one guy comes in to kill John Wick and he shoots him just in time for him to turn around and shoot the other guy. All that stuff happens. That's the ballet of violence that's needed in these movies. But I'm okay with that. I love that kind of stuff. It doesn't all have to be, you know, two people talking in a room for an hour, you know, about their emotions. Actually, I don't think there's one movie I've watched yet that has that. Or I don't think there will be one movie that has that. But, whoo, I'm glad I watched John Wick. Will I see John Wick 2 this month? Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm stretching, yawning. Ooh, I don't know. The plan is to try to see John Wick 2. I got, you know, still plenty of movies. What, I have 21 movies after this. So I'm sure John Wick 2 might make it in there, considering I don't have 21 movies lined up. What I liked about this was they did kind of a world building thing where there is this seedy underbelly of society that are these criminals, but there is, John Wick has a history of being these criminals. John Wick did the unimaginable or the unbelievable in order for this Russian guy, this crime lord, to actually take power. John Wick must have killed the people that were in power before. You know, they kind of talk about these things. They don't show anything. They don't show any flashbacks with that. But I love this whole concept of this code. There's this basically a hotel for criminals where they can meet, but they can't solve. They can't, break the rules, and there's no business done on the premises. Had the guy from The Wire in it. He was like the maitre d' from The Wire or Lost or Fringe. You know, he's been in a bunch of things. I can't think of his name. Good actor. Then there was the guy from Deadwood, who I assume is the hotel owner based on the movie. They don't actually explicitly say it, but I don't know his name either. He's got like a cool Irish sounding name, I think. So a lot of cool characters with this, this kind of world of, everyone's, there's all kinds of hitmen all over the place here, but we don't kill people on the premises. There are rules to the criminal world. And when you break the rules, the consequences will, befall you, as we see in this movie. So I also had, I think it's Adrian Palicki, who I first knew from Supernatural, but she's probably really well known for being in Friday Night Lights or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., a show that I dropped like Hot Potato. Who else was in it? Willem Dafoe, who actually played a cool character that you weren't sure about, but then you were sure about. And I don't know how this leads into the second movie, but he's back. And you know, there's John Wick 2. First of all, you know John Wick's not going to die. Well, you pretty much know he's not going to die because Keanu Reeves is the star of the movie. Me going in knowing there's a John Wick 2, unless it's a prequel, I know for a fact that Keanu Reeves is not going to die in this movie. So it's not about, oh my God, are they going to kill him? It's about, how's he going to get out of this? How's he not going to die? And some of it was luck. Some of it was, Willem Dafoe helping. Some of it was just Keanu Reeves kicking ass. Either way, I was very happy with it, very fine with it. It's a good, simple movie, good, fun action movie, and we need more of those. And there's really not much else to say. I mean, I look forward to the second one, and until then, Fans Not Experts Movie Month is done for the day. It's June 9th, this was my 9th movie, you could find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. You can find me on Facebook at Fans Not Experts. Anywhere, search Instagram, Google, Twitter, Facebook, search hashtag FNE Movie Month. There's no doubt you'll find me. Of course, the website is fansnotexperts.com. That's the easiest place to go and, just to keep track of things going. You could subscribe to Geek Mentality on iTunes, blah, blah, blah. We're actually on Mixcloud. I was looking for a SoundCloud alternative. And I found Mixcloud. So mixcloud.com/fansnotexperts. Every episode of this year's movie month is put there. So that's cool. And, I can't think of anything else to say. So I'm not going to say anything else. Oh, I just realized Tuesday, I work, obviously that does happen. And then, Tuesday night, I have a thing, that I do like I volunteer at my wife's school board. I do TV stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to find time to watch a movie between work and this extra thing I do. So I'm probably going to try to watch a movie really early on Tuesday morning and then maybe finish it or get it all done really late. That's really unimportant to you. Just know that this will continue. We're 9 down, 9 days in, 21 to go. And yeah, I got nothing else. So John Wick was awesome. Can't wait to see what part two is about. It's not going to be tomorrow, I know that. But hopefully before the end of the month, we will see John Wick 2. And until then, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. And here is my theme song. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode. Fab Nod Experts.